Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Archie Milligan from the newsroom. Townsville's new mayor, Troy Thompson, says cost-cutting discussions will include whether to scrap the fluoridation of our water. Fluoride has been added to the local water supply since 1964. However, Queensland councils have been allowed to opt out since 2012, and Mayor Thompson campaigned on reducing council debt. Here's some of our chat. We've had dentists statewide say that fluoridation does benefit the population. I spoke with a dentist in Cairns. He's from the dentistry school at JCU.
Yep.
And he says, I can always tell when someone comes from outside of Cairns just because of how good their teeth are compared to locals. So is that seriously something that would be even considered?
Look, it's something that everything is on the table and everything has to be discussed. As you said, you've spoken to one dentist, but there's millions of them. There's a lot of specialists. There's a lot of studies in the system. And we've got to get around that. But the other part that hasn't been done is we've got to educate the people. This is the output. This is what we're doing. This is why we're doing it.
That dentist from Cairns that I spoke to was Professor John Abbott. He's the clinical director of JCU Dental and the professor of prosthodontics and operative dentistry.
Well, in America, there was a scientific review of all the states that put fluoride in the water supply, and there was a saving of $6 billion annually. This is about 2016 on dentistry. That is dental fillings and extractions and things like that. $6 billion. That's American dollars.
Mayor Thompson doesn't deny that.
Looking at for as an outsider in, it does look that way, but it's something that you've got to, you have to. There are several councils in local government and they have moved away from fluoridisation.
The president of the Australian Dental Association of Queensland, Jay Sheng, has weighed in. He says fluoridation is the key to tackling the state's deteriorating oral health.
It's been shown that communities that have water fluoridation have up to 44% less decay in children and up to about 27% less decay in adults.
So where to from here? Well, Mayor Thompson says he's excited to continue discussions with his new team of councillors, executives, experts and the community about priorities ahead of the budget.